Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Would any children who are present please come forward? I need you guys to help all of the adults who are here remember what we've been reading in the story. Okay? Because I know you guys have been learning this in your Sunday school classes too. So this week in our Old Testament lesson, we heard this part of the story of Joseph. So let's just refresh our memories a little bit about what happened to Joseph before we got to this Sunday. What did Joseph's brothers do to him? Who remembers what happened? Eric?
His father gave him a very nice coat, and then his brothers threw him in this deep,
big pit. Yeah. So Joseph's father gave him a very beautiful coat, and it made all of his brothers very jealous. And so they threw him in a deep pit. And who got him out of the pit? Does anybody remember who got him, John?
I thought it was people who wanted to use him as a slave, but...
That's right. So it was traders who were traveling through the desert, and they came upon him, and they took him down to Egypt, where he was thrown in jail. And he stayed in jail for actually quite a long time. But during his time in jail, do you remember that he had a couple of dreams, and then the Pharaoh had some dreams, and he helped the Pharaoh interpret them? John?
Why was he in jail?
Because they found him there in the desert, and they didn't know what to do with him, so when they took him to Egypt, they threw him in jail. Seemed like a good thing to do, huh? Yeah. So how do you think Joseph felt about his brothers?
At the moment, probably hated them.
I think that is about the best summary I could come up with. Yes, so Joseph's in jail. Even though he eventually gets out of jail and becomes a very powerful man in Egypt and actually saves Egypt and all of the surrounding lands from a famine. Do you remember what a famine is? It's a famine. It's easy.
When there's not a lot of food.
When there's not a lot of food, right. So Joseph got out of jail, became very powerful, saved the land from the famine because he stored up a lot of food. And what we see in today's lesson is Joseph's brothers had to go to Egypt to ask him for some food because they were all out of food and they were starving. How do you think Joseph felt the first time his brothers showed up? How do you feel, Phoebe?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Yes. He was still pretty cranky with them. Even though he got out of jail and he was now a powerful man, he was not happy with his brothers. And so he did something that he comes to not be very proud of, but because he was not thrilled with his brothers, he hid some silver in their bags so it looked like they stole it. When they got home with the grain and they found the silver, what would you have done if somebody framed you? They tried to make it look like you stole something.
I'd get pretty mad.
You get pretty mad? Mm-hmm. Would you be a little bit nervous about seeing going back to Egypt maybe with the stolen silver? Yeah, so that's what they had to do. In this lesson, this is chapter 3 in the story, plenty of time to catch up. The brothers have to go back to Egypt to get more food because there's still a famine, but they're super nervous because they have all the stolen silver and they're worried that when they go to Joseph and to the court, they'll get in big trouble because they'll be blamed for having silver even though they actually didn't steal it. So Joseph, at this point, is feeling a little bad that he did that, and so he told his guards not to arrest them when they show up with the silver. But as you heard in today's reading that Phoebe gave, the brothers were still very nervous. And when Joseph came out and saw them, even though they treated him very poorly, and even though his first response to them was to be unkind and try to get them in trouble, when he saw his youngest brother Benjamin, we're told that his heart melted. He felt so bad about what he had done. And he was so excited to see his brothers that he had to run out of the room so he wouldn't cry in front of them. Have you ever seen the President of the United States talk on TV? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen him cry? No. And that you know, would have been like that. Joseph was that powerful of a person. So that's why he ran out of the room. But when he came back, he welcomed his brothers. He said he was sorry for having planted the silver and tried to get them in trouble. And then they had a big feast, a big meal together, and experienced a lot of joy and excitement. So the brothers who had done something naughty were forgiven for what they had done. And Joseph, who had done something very unkind, was also forgiven. And they all had a wonderful feast together. Have you ever done anything that you know is not right? So, if I tell you something, do you promise not to tell the other people who are here? So, about a month ago, I was at Stop and Shop. I went between picking Teddy up from soccer and before getting Sophie from field hockey. So I had a little window of time. And you know how they have those super scanners that you can scan for your own groceries and pay for it and leave? Well, I did that because I was running short on time, and I got out to my car, and I realized that I had not scanned the toilet paper that was under my car. We really needed toilet paper. And so do you know what I did? I took it home, and I did not pay for it. Do you know what that's called?
Stealing.
Stealing. That's right. Yeah, so I didn't feel very good about that. I didn't have time to run back in because I would have been late to pick up Sophie. But I knew that was a very bad thing that I had done. And that whole night, it felt like a bad thing. I almost considered not using toilet paper. But I did. And so the next day, as soon as I got everybody to school, I went back to Stop and Shop with a half toilet paper and paid for it because I felt so bad about what I had done. When we do things that we're not proud of, they feel like a big weight on us. They feel like things that are piled over us, and they keep us from feeling close to God, close to Jesus. And sometimes it's not just bad things that we do that we feel sorry for and then we can repent. We can turn around and try a different way of living. Sometimes it's all the stuff that we have. In the gospel lesson today, when Jesus is having a conversation with the young man, he wants to know how he can feel that joy, that freedom, that excitement of being with God. And Jesus tells him he has to get rid of all of his stuff, all of the things that get piled up in his mind and his heart, all of the things that he feels greedy about. And you want to know the super sad thing to me about this story? It's this tiny little phrase that it's easy to miss in that long gospel reading. But in it, we're told that Jesus loved the man who came to him. It's actually the very first time in Mark's gospel, that we learn that Jesus loves anybody. So this is a very special person who Jesus loves. And he can't let go of all of this stuff and follow Jesus. So unlike Joseph, who had a lot of stuff, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of hurt feelings, unlike me, who had a lot of guilt and a lot of sorrow, not just about the toilet paper, but maybe if I was mean to my sister or I yelled too much at my children, not that I ever do that, but sometimes we have a lot of stuff, and if we're not willing to put it down and to turn to Jesus, then we miss the chance to have the big, joyous banquet like Joseph and his brothers had. So I hope that this week, as each of us think about these stories, and especially the story of Joseph and how brave he was, even with such hurt feelings, even having been unkind to his brothers, that he was willing to put that away and let God melt his heart and experience great joy. We all can have that experience. No matter what it is in our lives that feels like it's piled on us, and maybe for you it is material goods. Maybe your worry about money and your future weighs on you so heavily that it keeps you from God. Maybe it's worries about loved ones. Maybe it's worries about a broken relationship in your life. Whatever it might be, these readings from Scripture today tell us that all we have to do is let God melt our hearts and say to Jesus, "Please help me," and we'll experience that incredible feeling of joy. Okay? So thank you all so much. You can go back to the choristers. And I'll just remind people who are new to the congregation today, and welcome any newcomers, that we as a whole congregation are reading through an abridged version of the Bible called The Story. For those of you who have done a lot of scripture study, this will feel like light reading to you. There is a definite evangelical twist to it, and I'm really excited to hear your thoughts about that, especially if it creates conversation for us, because the more conversation that we have about the Bible and the way that God's story can influence our story, the closer we can grow to our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a sign-up sheet in the sunroom if you need a copy of The Story. Everybody from our three-year-olds up to through our Bible studies that the Reverend Bob Anthony will be leading this fall, we are all focused on the same passages in Scripture. I hope that when you see the children in coffee hour, you'll ask them about Joseph. I hope that you will enjoy the chance to experience the arc of God's story all throughout the Old and the New Testament, extending right into our lives. Because it is exactly that gift of joy, that release from the burdens that we all can carry, that is promised to us when we sink in Scripture and we allow God's story to change us. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.